Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Top of the morning. Good morning to you. Welcome one and all. This is another Saturday edition of the Garden America Radio Show with Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox. Facebook live streaming right now. Get onto our Facebook page. That's Garden America Radio. And you can watch the entire show. You can also email us with your questions and comments, john@gardenamerica.com. And as we've mentioned over the past several weeks or so, post your questions, comments right there on Facebook and also talk to each other as listeners and viewers. Good morning, gentlemen. I'm going to go to Tiger first of all.
Good morning.
Youth before beauty, right, John?
You know, that's why I'm jealous of him. He's got both.
Oh, well, yeah.
You're making it feel uncomfortable.
If you knew what I could do with you back when.
Hey, you know what? I was looking at our Facebook feed, and I got a nice note from your wife, Brian.
Dana, what did Dana have to say? How good you look?
No, she just says, hi, sweetie.
Oh, that was nice of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was for me.
I know she used to call you pumpkin, so now it's sweetie. Yeah,
that was before I lost weight, right?
Very nice of you, Dana. Hey, Tiger set me up this last week. My veggie pot is up and running, John.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. I was going to bring you some lettuce seeds.
Well, we planted. Let's see what I got. Let's see if I can remember. We got lettuce, spinach, cilantro, and carrots.
Lettuce, spinach, cilantro, and carrots. Yeah,
and they're all Garden America seeds.
They're all Garden America seeds.
All right.
And that is a great package, by the way, for those that haven't seen it. You can see the seeds. It's a great logo. You got to check out Garden America seeds. Still waiting for those little guys to sprout up. Nothing yet, but I did use HB 101.
When did you plant them?
Last Monday evening.
You're not harvesting yet?
Not harvesting yet. Hey, but that HB 101, wow. You should see your palms that you gave me.
Really?
I think I'm going to transplant those a little sooner than you think. Because HB 101 makes everything just stand straight up. It's amazing.
I think we heard that commercial right before we came on the air. Also,
we may have.
So I spray.
I have a plant in my car that I put some HB 101 on.
Now, what I like about it, you can spray it and also, you know, use it as part of your watering routine, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I sprayed all the leaves of everything.
Right. You don't need very much, and I find that it's not good to put too much on.
Well, you know what? I think I'm trying not to fall into the Joel category here. You know, that if this much is good, then a lot more is better. And I think I did do that a little bit. I got to be very careful. It's only one teaspoon to a gallon, and I've got to remember that.
Not a teaspoon. It's five drops.
Well, this the instructions.
I wonder why it's all standing straight up.
The instructions said a teaspoon, which is about 5 drops, I guess, right?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, I squirted a lot in there, so we'll see what happens. Yeah. But anyway, as soon
well,
as
in
I
my car, I've got a blue the blue amaryllis because Sharon's gonna come by after the show. I've been babysitting it for her while she moved, and I'm leaving for Chicago tomorrow, and I didn't want to be responsible.
Are you returning it to her in better condition than when you received it?
No. Yeah, this is one you're giving her, right?
No, I gave it to her for Christmas,
yeah,
and
right.
She had it, but then she moved, and she gave it to me to take care of.
Oh, okay.
And it it looks better only because it's older, but she did a good job with it.
Hey, we got a lot to do today. We've got the quote of the day coming up, our guest. Norm has a question on Facebook right off the bat, John, if you can see that. You see that, Tiger? It's a succulent question.
Yep, I see that one. Do we want to answer that right now, or do we want to do quote of the
week? You know what? Let's do the quote, or whatever you want to do, a quote, and then because I want to get to these questions as soon as possible so people can, move on with the rest of the show.
And I think we're going to have a lot of questions this morning also with the interview topic as fertilizers as well. So.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
And I'm interested. I didn't really know much about that, our guest. So it's going to be interesting
Jared.
To learn about his product. Yeah. Okay, the quote of the week, Brian, was, "Love is like a beautiful flower which I may not touch, but whose fragrance makes the garden a place of delight just the same."
Sounds like something Helen Keller would say.
What's Helen Keller?
That was very good.
I killed her 3 times.
You killed her 3 times. You're talking about a rose named Helen Keller.
A rose named Helen Keller, which, because I admire Helen Keller, and the rose was bred by an Italian rose breeder. I've always wanted it. And I finally got hold of it and then killed it. So then I got another one and killed it. Then I got a third and killed it.
Is there something different about this rose that's hard to maintain?
No, it's just my
you.
Neglect.
It's you neglecting.
Yeah. Right. Roses are tough, but you can neglect them.
Let's get to Norm's question if we can there. John, do you see it on Facebook?
I got it.
Okay, Tiger's got it. Go ahead, Tiger.
All right. So he has some cacti and succulents that are summering outdoors, and he needs a insecticide that he can apply to those. Now, those can be difficult for insecticides sometimes because they get burned real easy whenever you use sprays on them. So for the most part, I recommend just either start off with an insecticidal soap and, start from that, or just washing them off. I mean, because most bugs on cacti are going to be easy things, like maybe like mealybug that are in the joints of the plant, or maybe some aphids on some varieties. But most of the time, just washing them off and keeping them clean can solve the problem. Be real careful if you're using a true chemical insecticide, because sometimes they'll create black spots on the cacti and succulents because they will burn it, and they're kind of sensitive to that. Any other thoughts, John?
Well, I was going to say what that burning normally comes from is oil.
Right.
So don't use any chemicals that have an oil base to them. A water base would be safe
would be
to
okay.
use, like the insecticidal soaps that you mentioned.
But, I mean, for the most part, just washing them, usually, with a good hose spray is pretty good, huh?
Yeah. Some, like the opuntias, get the cochineal scale.
Uh-oh.
And is it or scale or mealybug?
You said cochineal?
Cochineal.
Cochineal.
Yeah. It's where they get the red dye from.
Number 9?
No, it didn't have any numbers, but before they had synthetic dyes, all the red came from these mealybugs, which are on the pads of the opuntia. And if you take your thumb and you smash it, it'll look like it's bleeding.
Yeah.
So,
well, Norm, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, so just stay away. And for mealybugs, you can also use just Q-tips.
Yeah.
Q-tips dipped in rubbing alcohol and just wipe them off.
And then the other thing I recommend is that they fertilize well with the nitrogen fertilizer. And then because the problem with succulents is sometimes they're slow growing and that damage or the bugs stay there. They look like they're still there when they're not. If you fertilize, it'll push out new growth and it'll come out clean usually. So that's nice.
Very good. You can email questions, john@gardenamerica.com, or just like Norm did right there on our Facebook page. Boy, we're sharing it on Tiger's page, my page, I think my wife's Dana page, my wife's page, Dana? How do I say that? My wife's page, and her name is Dana.
Yes.
How about you, John? Is it on your page?
No.
Okay.
No, all you got to do is go to Garden America.
Yeah, that's right. Go to Garden America radio page and check it out. Tell your friends. Let's see how many viewers we can get today from Biz Talk Radio. Hey, by the way, we can also, we're glad to talk to you on the phone, too, 855-424-9825. Again, that's toll-free, 855-424-9825.
You know, the other thing I was thinking that might work for some succulents is Bayer insecticide that is systemic,
mm-hmm.
that you can just pour in the soil,
and
let that take it up.
Does that translocate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
And then we've got a note from Debbie, and I wonder why she's asking this question.
Because she doesn't know the answer.
I know, but it's an unusual question to me because it says, speaking of roses, was there ever a Mrs. Minerva rose?
Yeah, I think there was. I remember you speaking about
that. Well, yeah, and did we talk about this on air? Because it was just within the last 2 months that I read an article about someone in England who had the Mrs. Minerva rose, and I think it was one of the very last ones in existence.
Really?
And there was an article in the English newspaper about how he got that rose, and there was pictures of it blooming. And
they're trying to propagate it to keep it going?
No, he's happy. He's got one.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck. Let's try to keep that alive.
Good luck with your rose.
It is break time.
Have a nice life with it.
We welcome your questions and comments right there on Facebook as you watch the entire broadcast. Here on Biz Talk Radio, you can also call us at 855-424-9825. John at GardenAmerica.com works just as well. Going to step aside, take a break, coming back with our guest, and it should be very interesting, Tiger. Fertilizer, correct?
Yes. We'll be talking how to feed the soil.
All right, do stay with us. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, we are coming right back.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Good Saturday morning. It is exactly 22 minutes after the hour. Back here with Garden America, Biz Talk Radio, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. 855-424-9825. Want to call us with your questions or comments? You can also email us, john@gardenamerica.com, or right there, Facebook Live. And I see a lot of people who continue to join us. Want to say hi to Tony Pepper. That's all. Just hi to Tony Pepper. And the rest of you who are tuning in right now, do appreciate it. All right, we are back. It is time for our guest, and tell us a little bit about Jared Tuggy. We'll get moving here and talk about fertilizer.
Yeah, so this morning we have a local fertilizer expert. When I say local, we're talking about not just being local to the region, but using products in the fertilizer that are also local to the region. And so we have Jared Cruscullo with Upcycling Company, and they have a fertilizer that goes by the name of Native Soil Fertilizer. Good morning, Jared. How you doing?
Good morning, Tiger. I'm well, thanks. How about you guys?
Yeah, we're doing great here. Now, one of the things that we're really excited about talking to you with is how you've created a fertilizer, but going beyond just fertilizing the soil and keeping the plants healthy, you're using local products in the fertilizer to make it, right?
Yes, we are. Basically, what we did was we looked around at different organic waste. So it's not certified organic, to be sure, but just, you know, standard organic waste. We looked at different things that had a good humic acid content, had a good NPK profile, nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, and basically put together a blend that we found is highly effective. It's got up to 7 times more water-soluble nutrients than a lot of the organic and conventional fertilizers that you find on the shelf, and we're able to get it to our customers about 25% less cost than the organics.
Now, you know, by also, you're using local byproducts, correct?
We are, yeah. So basically, there's 3 components to our fertilizer. It's a really simple formula. The first piece is we've been working with the Ballast Point Brewing Company in their Little Italy space, taking the beer grains that they would otherwise, you know, kind of consider waste or they would ship out to farms. We dry that down. The beer grains are great because they hold a lot of water when they're dry, which is good for the soils in Southern California. They also have a good NPK profile. The second piece is actually a residual product from a spirulina algae production facility in the Imperial Valley. So they're about 150 miles away. What we do, we like that because it has a good protein and amino acid content and also a really strong NPK profile as well as micronutrients. And the third piece, I know you guys are familiar with Milorganite. We actually use a locally produced version of Milorganite. It's considered a Class A exceptional quality biosolid. So it's almost exclusively residential waste, no chemicals or any really harsh harsh types of chemicals in that. And it's got a great NPK profile. It's also loaded in micronutrients.
Now,
and then the three of those components are blended together, and basically what we have is it's a powder fertilizer, so we find that gets in the soil faster. And there's no chemicals or any additives or fillers in it.
Now, you know, it's amazing that you brought all those three together, but this was not something that necessarily happened by accident. So something inspired you to kind of take this route. Can you tell us a little bit about that story?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm originally from the East Coast, and I grew up going out to Rhode Island to surf with my friends. When I moved to Southern California 11 years ago, I jumped in the ocean not knowing after a rainstorm and got really sick from surfing. That got me involved with the Surf Rider Foundation, you know, and I'd kind of been looking for a way to make a difference for the environment. And through the work with Surf Rider and, you know, over 11 years, I learned about wastewater, I learned about the wastewater agencies, and then I came to learn about Milorganite and the different types of, they call it resource recovery, but different types of ways that you could take this organic waste that we have that would otherwise get shipped, you know, way out to Arizona and then land applied to alfalfa and Bermuda grass farms out there, or a lot of stuff would just get landfilled. So I said, well, hey, why don't we try to find a way to, you know, to locally source this stuff and, as our company name implies, upcycle it into new products. And it's really been this kind of great hybrid solution for me, you know, going from being an environmentalist and caring about the coastline and the water quality to looking at ways that we can take the waste that we generate as a community and turn it back into the most fundamental thing that people need is new food.
Now, you know, that's such a neat idea, because that's something that I feel like, you know, gardening in general has this grasp on being a part of the environment. Local produce, local food crops. I think, what do they try to, you know, keep it within 50 miles or, you know, or 100 miles or something like that challenge, where you're trying to get all your food from this certain distance so that way you're not spending any money or any emissions in transportation. Now, you know, taking it to the next step and actually having a fertilizer that is specific to your region, that's a really neat and brand new concept, I feel, because, you know, most people say, oh, an organic fertilizer, that's fine. But they don't realize that organic fertilizer might be coming from, you know, 1,000 miles away.
Who knows where, right?
And, you know, it's nice and fine and dandy, but at the same time, the transportation emissions, the cost, all of that to get it to where you are today, when there are options out there, and especially if you live along a coastline where there's things like kelp, algae, you know, these biosolids and these other products, I mean, why not make a local fertilizer, right?
Exactly. That was our thought. You know, when we looked at the fertilizer industry as a whole and started researching and learning about it about 3-4 years ago, one of the things we realized, the biggest cost driver on fertilizers is transportation costs, so fuel costs, and that fluctuates up and down, and you see that track with the price of nitrogen and phosphorus on the sort of the macro level. And then the other big one is natural gas, which is used to render, you know, atmospheric nitrogen into usable ammonia. So what I said was, hey, if we can localize this, it works. It's cost effective. From a branding perspective, it's great because it really fits with a lot of the trends and concerns that, you know, that everyday consumers have. And then also from an economic perspective, it helps us get our pricing down because we source, manufacture, and sell within 150 miles of San Diego. And then as we grow as a company, we'll do that in each area that we work in. Whereas most conventional and organic fertilizers, if you look at the back of the bag, a lot of them will say, you know, manufactured in Indonesia or Sri Lanka or various parts of the world. You know, and they're great. I don't mean to, you know, to disparage organic. I think there's a lot of great value in there. But at the end of the day, you know, when we're able to localize it, we get better pricing for our resellers. We get better pricing for the end customers. And then we also have a really great high-quality product that is, like you said, it's native to the region and it's good for local soil.
Now, tell us a little bit about how people can use your product. You know, is it? I've seen it before. I know it comes in a bag. It's kind of a granular product. And when we get back from the commercial break, I want to get descriptions on how people can use it, what people should use it on, and then kind of how often they'll use it. All right, Jared?
Okay, be right back with you, Jared. Stay with us. And those of you watching or listening, questions for Jared or any one of us, you can get on Facebook if you're not already there. post your question, your comment. You can also email us, John at GardenAmerica.com, or else pick up the phone. Again, that's 855-424-9825. It is Garden America for your Saturday morning. Coming right back.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Welcome back. It is Saturday morning, 36 minutes after the hour. Back with your garden buddies, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco. I'm Brian Main. Welcome to our Facebook viewers. Go to our Facebook page if you'd like to watch the entire broadcast. John@gardenamerica.com works for questions, comments, as does the Facebook page. 855-424-9825. As we continue our conversation talking, localized fertilizer with Jared, and you had a question just before the break you were posing, Tiger.
Yeah, what we were going to get to now is that we're talking the native soil fertilizer from Upcycle. And Jared, now I wanted to get into the uses, you know, as far as what people can use this fertilizer on. Can they use it on their vegetables? Can they use it on their shrubs, trees, lawns, things like that? So go ahead and lead us down the path as far as how you recommend using your product.
You got it, Tiger. Thanks. And, you know, guys, thank you very much again for having me on. I appreciate it. As far as using native soil fertilizer, we've tried to create a product that works across really any type of plant category. I know a lot of other fertilizer brands out there, you know, they've got specific stuff for roses, azaleas, vegetables, you kind of name it. Some of the organic labels have up to 50 different labels that they have approved. So what we said was, all right, let's try to simplify it a little bit, make it a little bit easier. We've tested native soil fertilizer on everything from bedding crops like mums, hydrangeas, azaleas. We've used it on your backyard fruits and vegetables, so tomatoes, Swiss chard, kale, a lot of kind of the staples of backyard gardening. We've also used it on fruit trees, so we've used it on plums, oranges, lemons. And what we've found is that, you know, kind of universally we have really great results. Each different plant has a different growth cycle. It'll take and absorb those nutrients at different rates. You know, for example, a hardwood's going to be a little bit slower turnaround than, you know, for example, for doing a tomato start. But, you know, I think you're going to be happy with use on any case. In terms of application, what we recommend is on the back of our bags, there's instructions for sort of different stages of plant life from a start to an established plant. But we recommend top dressing. And it's basically when you're looking at a plant, you want to look at the canopy. You don't ever want to fertilize any wider than the canopy of leaves because that's typically about the width of the root ball. So we recommend you water it first. Depending on the size of the plant, a tablespoon to a small handful, you want to spread that around the base of the plant. If you want to get really particular, we say massage it into the soil a little bit to help it get down in there. And then give it another good watering. And then we recommend every 2 to 3 days, make sure you give it a good healthy watering. And that's about it. What we find is in about 3 weeks, you start to see a really good jump. We've seen tomato plants go from a start, about an 8-inch start, to about 3 feet inside of 3 weeks. We had somebody who's a medical grower start with a seed and take it to 18 inches inside of about 3.5 weeks. We've seen a plum tree we were told wouldn't produce fruit for about 2 years, turn around fruit in about 3 months. So it's kind of a fast-acting formula. We attribute that to the organic matter that's in it, that unique blend that we have. The other thing is the fact that it's a powdered fertilizer. It's not a traditional granulated fertilizer. So we break it down to the consistency of about talcum powder, and we think that helps it get into the soil a little bit faster and easier and really gets right into the roots and does its job. It's also 70% water-soluble, so as you add water to it and it kind of gets down into the plant, you see a lot faster immediate growth. And then 30% of the main nutrients are slow release. So you start to see this long tail effect where over 2, 3, 4 months you get continuous flowering and continuous fruit production.
Now, you know, you touched on something early in what you were mentioning, and I go back to John's famous words here where he says plants can't read, in that sometimes we don't need all of those specific fertilizers, the rose, the veggie, the all-purpose, the tree, the citrus, and, you know,
the
back to what
pansy fertilizer, the geranium food.
That you know, we can go to a fertilizer, and as long as it's a good all-purpose, and as long as you're taking care of the soil along with providing the plant with nutrient, the plant's going to absorb what it wants when it wants. For instance, you know, like you as a person, when you go to eat that day, you know that, hey, throughout the day, I've eaten this, I've eaten that. So at dinner time, I need a salad, maybe.
Yeah,
I need a steak. I need fish because I've depleted myself of this throughout the day. That
plants
this is going
to
help
the same
me.
Thing.
And plants do the same thing. That they're pulling up nutrients as they need it, not just because it's there,
right,
but as they need it. And so, you know, when you have a fertilizer like yours that's making the nutrients available to the plant, that's an important thing because, again, making it available is much different than just putting it in the soil. You know, a triple 15 fertilizer that has a chemical blend of the NPK, that doesn't mean the plant needs it, and it doesn't even make it available all the time. It just is putting it there in the soil and almost like forcing it in the plant to eat it, and, you know, you might see results. But they're short-term effects, and the plant down the road is going to need to be supplemented. And so how often do you reapply your fertilizer, Jared? Is it a monthly thing? Is it a seasonal thing?
Well, here's the thing. You can kind of go either way, and it'll vary the results. This isn't the best thing for sales, but I like it from the customer's perspective. We think that you apply once a season, and you really don't need to apply any more than that. I do have, you know, people that use it, and they've said that every 4 to 6 weeks, like traditional fertilizers, they'll add it, and their plants grow just that much more. I think the other positive benefit, if it's not, you know, a farm, for example, and you're just applying it right at the root, it'll break down in the soil, and you sort of reconstitute the soil a little bit. And that's where the name Native Soil Fertilizer came from, actually, was our belief that we wanted to be putting this organic matter back in the soil that would help get soil back to a more native state, you know, restore the micronutrients that are stripped out from different types of growth over time.
Awesome. Well, Jared, how are some ways that people can find your product, and where can they go for more information?
Yep, so if you go to our website, it's upcycleandcompany.com. That's all spelled out. And then you go /about. We actually have a map of all of our retailers in Southern California. For our listeners that are based in San Diego, you can go to Mission Hills Nursery. They've been one of our first customers. They carry our product. There's also a handful of other retailers. We're currently in, keep it quick for you, we're Mission Hills Nursery, Walter Anderson, City Farmers. We're up in Anderson's La Costa, up in Leucadia. We also just got into OC Succulents in Orange County. We're out as far as Yuma, Arizona. And then for people that like to buy online, you can actually go to you can go to Amazon, and we have Native Soil Fertilizer up on Amazon right now, and it's Prime-enabled, so you can get free shipping. And that's kind of where we're at right now. We're also in Valley Center at Valley Center Nursery.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining this morning. Hopefully you have a good rest of the weekend, and we'll hopefully have you on again and see how things are working out for you with this new product.
I'd be honored. Thank you. You know, thank you very much, guys. And John, Brian, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
You betcha, Jared. Thank you so much for the great information, talking fertilizer.
Course.
You betcha. And Tiger, you mentioned too, and it's so true, they get a fertilizer for this and a fertilizer for that and a fertilizer for that. That's all marketing. That's a way to make more money.
Yeah.
When you have an all-purpose fertilizer that does it all, that feeds roses, that feeds camellias, that feeds whatever, you know, for the most part. But so interesting that you would take something native of this area or this county and use it for native plants, and, you know, hopefully the same things that they would want anyway is in there.
Yeah, I think that's such a neat thing because, you know, to have a locally sourced fertilizer, I mean, I don't even think steer manure is locally sourced nowadays, so it's kind of a neat thing to have a locally sourced fertilizer.
You know, Fallbrook steer manure is the best, right, John?
I was going to say, if you live in Milwaukee, you can get a locally sourced fertilizer.
That is true. Hey, a question we talked about earlier. Heidi wants to know about the imposter rose, John. Is it still available?
No,
It's not available, Heidi.
It's not. And it's if it was, I would like one because mine died. There's a, we've mentioned this before, but there's a website called Help Me Find Roses.
Mm-hmm.
And it it lists, I think, over 10,000 varieties of roses. And it does have a, it's not always up to date, but it does tell you where to get them. And if you go and look for the imposter, it'll come up with information, but no sources.
That's a shame. I think mine died, too.
Did it?
Yeah, well, that goes back about, what, 4, 5, 6 years ago when we talked about it. And it was like the big thing here on the show for a long time.
It's really a nice rose.
It doesn't look like a rose.
Oh, it looks like a clematis.
Clematis, that's right.
It looks like an imposter.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we had them at the nursery one or two of them before, but not a bunch of them.
All right, break time, 45 minutes after the hour. What is your question? What is your comment? Right there on Facebook Live, you can post it. I think we're doing a good job getting to as many questions on Facebook as possible. You can also reach us, john@gardenamerica.com. Any emails so far yet, John?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to go
take a gander.
During the break, I'll take a look.
You betcha. 855-424-9825, Brian Main, Tiger Palafox. John Bagnasco, thank you for joining us as Garden America continues.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in Easy Access Small Business Funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is our final segment for hour number one on this Saturday, getting close to the afternoon for our friends on the East Coast. And yes, indeed, we're so glad you're with us. Thank you for spending part of your weekend with us here at Biz Talk Radio, Garden America, at 855-424-9825. john@gardenamerica.com. John's email box is empty. Let's get those questions in or continue on Facebook Live. Something else we need to talk about and discuss, John. What do you think that is?
Got me.
World peace?
I think I know.
Oh, world peace is good, yeah.
I think this is better than world peace.
Yeah, this is something that this is something that's garnered quite a bit of interest already, and we're just getting started talking about it.
We finally posted the details for our trip to England next year.
July 2018.
Right, the first week in July, 1st through the 10th, we're going to the Hampton Court Flower Show, which is one of the best flower shows in the entire world.
Right.
And then we're going to visit the Cotswolds. We're going to Oxford. Matthew Brumley from Earthbound Expeditions that put together the tour for us is going to be on the show next week.
He set up our last trip to Italy, France, and Switzerland, too.
Oh, that was awesome.
Does a great job. So
I think it's
kudos.
One of the best we've ever been on. But Matthew says that he thinks this is the best garden tour he's ever set up.
Wow.
So I'm really looking forward to that. But in order to keep the tour, because you remember going to some of those gardens in France,
mm-hmm.
if you have too many people, you can't even hear what's going
right,
on.
Right, exactly, sure.
So we're going to limit the tour to about 30 to 36 people, no
yeah,
more.
Yeah, that's going to be it. We're going to cut it off.
And we did have people that asked for the itinerary ahead of time. So as soon as it was ready, I emailed it to them, and they've already signed up.
Yeah.
So I don't want people to panic. There should be plenty of time for you to sign
up.
Yeah,
you have a year, but don't procrastinate too long.
Yeah, go to gardenamerica.com, and you can click on and get the itinerary for day by day to see where we're going to go. And I think it's going to be a great time.
And there'll be
we hope you can join us. It'll be fun.
Yeah, there'll be times that you can tour and see part of London as well, obviously, mm-hmm. right? I think
there's free time.
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. other thing you can do is go a few days ahead of time or stay a few days later, which a lot of our travelers, fellow travelers, always do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know I always try to go in at least one day early.
Yeah, it's
because
nice.
Of the time.
Well, yeah, you want to get settled, you know. You know, it's too bad they don't fly the Concorde anymore. 3.5 hours from New York to London.
I remember my first trip to Europe. Was it the first? Might have been the second. But we went to England and landed in Scotland and got off the plane and then had to walk up to this castle. And I was so tired.
Don't you hate walking up to castles, Tiger?
Yeah.
I hate
that. Come on.
I mean, I was freezing.
I mean, right from the plane to the ground to the castle.
Well, we got in a bus or whatever it was.
Okay.
It took us to the center of Edinburgh, and then we had to walk from Edinburgh up to the castle.
I don't know why they don't have elevators in castles.
And I could just barely make it. And there were some older people on that tour, too. There was one woman that was 84 years old. And I'm thinking to myself, how in the world is she ever going to make this up? And lost sight of her.
She was ahead of you.
And No, she wasn't, because when I got to the castle, she wasn't there. Then coming back down, it was cold that day, too.
Right, typical weather.
Coming back down the hill, I happened to look off to the side, and she was sitting in a outdoor pub sipping on some scotch.
There you go. There you go. See, a little something for everyone.
Yeah, she's seen the castle. Bunch of rocks.
I don't need a castle. I've got my scotch.
Exactly.
I'm good to go here.
Anyway, going to England in July.
Right.
Everybody tells me the weather should be perfect. And, you know, our good friend Susan Morse mm-hmm. Said that she had gone to the Hampton Court Flower Show before. And she said that it was amazing.
Just amazing, yeah.
Yeah, and she may join us again. That's how much
she
liked
it. Yeah, I hope
so,
Susan. And Patty and the rest of you who typically go on those tours with us. Have you been to England, Tiger?
Never.
Oh, this will be good.
This will be fun.
Oh, you'll love it.
Yeah.
This will be great. It's going to be a lot of green.
Can't wait to find a pub.
And, exactly. And when they say warm weather, you know, over there, 75 degrees is a heat wave.
It's bikini weather for them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, we did
This is the one country, by the way. Sorry to interrupt you, Tiger. But this is the one country where we're going to that I can translate.
So, excellent.
If anybody needs to know what the locals are saying, I'll do that.
Nice.
Go ahead, Tiger.
We did have a question that came across that was referring to ants, and somebody had said they had an ant problem, and they were mostly asking about ants coming in the house.
Looking for water this time of the year.
Well, I was going to say, this is the time of year when ants are around people's homes, and most of the time they're looking for cool areas or water, and they were wondering if there was any kind of organic or environmentally friendly ways. And I think that primarily, you know, as Brian had mentioned, if you can just find the little holes and seal up wherever they're coming through, that's obviously the first step to try to keep them out of the house or around. But other than that, I mean, in the garden, ants aren't bad unless they're going up a tree, which might hint towards having aphids or scale.
I think ants are always bad wherever they are.
Wherever they are, you don't care.
They need to be wiped out.
Didn't we used to suggest a product called Taro?
That's what I use at my house.
And that works really well.
Yeah. It does work really well. But you made a good point, Tiger, because now's the time from now until fall. They're looking for some place to spend the winter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be going into your house, so you need to stop them wherever you see them.
Yeah.
I use the taro powder. I've mentioned this before, and I just sprinkle a little wherever I see the trail. I sprinkle a little bit in their trail so they walk through it.
Take it back to the nest.
Yeah, within an hour, they're gone. But you've got to be diligent because they're going to be. I didn't realize ants would survive microwaves.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, because.
I don't know how you stuck an ant in a microwave.
Yeah, how did that happen?
I don't know how they got in the microwave, but someone at work put in some food to heat it up.
Right.
Ran it for 2 minutes, took it out, and there were still ants crawling all over the inside.
Oh, my gosh.
And the next day, they were weighed a pound each. But
hey, the music means it's break time. We've got news coming up on many of these garden affiliates here on Biz Talk Radio. Do stay with us. Facebook Live coming up. We are back after a break. Going to take about a 6-minute break. Back at 6 minutes after. Stay with us.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.